It's the Redskins and Broncos on Christmas Eve.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for Block and Tackle. I'm Phil Milani, alongside Steve Atwater and Casey Jones. We moved things inside today. A little bit snowy outside, so the team was practicing inside, moved it inside. And Steve, let's start with you. When we're talking about the Redskins, it all starts with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins having a decent year. They haven't shown that in their record, but he's having a pretty successful year. 24 touchdowns, only 9 interceptions, doing a good job of leading his team. And a lot of talk here in Colorado of what happens to Kirk Cousins at the end of the season. With our quarterback situation not being really solid, a lot of folks want to know, could Kirk Cousins help this football team? It'll be interesting to see what happens in the offseason in that regard.
It'll be really interesting. We heard Aqib Talib the other day say, hey, Kirk Cousins is a real NFL quarterback. I don't know what that means. Casey, talking about the Broncos quarterback situation, not sure who's going to be starting this
week. Not sure. It could be Osweiler. It could be Lynch. It's going to be a game-time decision. But either quarterback that goes out there, you want to shape an offense that's going to lead to success. And they have the formula from last week. They went in with 22 personnel, 2 tight ends, 2 running backs. Hand the ball off. You're not going to create a better situation for a quarterback, especially in the third and fourth quarter when you're beating up those defensive linemen, shutting down the pass rush and making big plays with the play action.
Yeah, and we might be able to get C.J. Anderson to 1,000 yards rushing, first time in his career. Casey, when you look at that other side, you may want to run the ball because of that Redskins secondary.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Josh Norman is a household name in the NFL. Him and Demaryius Thomas have a little bit of a feud going on right now. We'll see how that plays out. But it's all good football. Josh Norman has been held without an interception this year, but I think it's also because he shuts guys down and quarterbacks don't want to throw at him. But either way, it should be a great matchup with those guys. Also inside, they have a linebacker by the name of Zach Brown. He is leads the NFL in tackles right now, but he's hurt. He's beat up. Might not be in there, so I think the running game should have a chance.
Yeah, hand it off to C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, get those guys going. Steve, we know that the Redskins have a lot of guys on IR. The Broncos defense really getting a lot of guys on IR, too.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys on IR. We just heard that, Justin Simmons just went on IR.
Shane Ray.
Shane Ray just went on IR, so it'll give some younger guys a chance to play. We've been seeing a lot of Will Parks already, and also DeMarcus Walker for Shane Ray. He'll be playing at that outside edge rush position. So give those guys an opportunity to get in there and show what they can do. Hopefully they'll be able to play well and show the coaches that they can play.
Yeah, we heard a lot from Vance Joseph. We're trying to win the game, but at the same time, we want to see some of these younger guys play, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, he made a point to emphasize that at the quarterback position, it's definitely different. We want to win, but we want to evaluate for the future as well. But I think the rest of the positions, they love to see some of the young guys play, especially some of the draft picks, to, just kind of confirm that they made the right picks and the guys can show what they can do.
Exactly. It should be a great game. Let's get a final key to the game from both of you guys. Casey, starting with you.
I think just like last week, you got to look good. They're in the all-whites in Washington this week, right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a problem with weather. It should be clear skies, 44 degrees, should be able to run all day. But I think besides looking good, you got to be able to run the ball again. Either way, whichever quarterback you start, you got to give these guys a lot of help. Play action, run the ball, wear these guys out front. I think that'll be the key to this game.
And reward that offensive line, right? You
absolutely
know about that, right?
Let them eat. Let the big dogs eat for another second week in a row, man. And C.J. Anderson, the way he's running, I don't know how you can't get him more involved in the offense. You got to give this guy a chance. Has 160 yards, nearly 160 yards last week. Ran his tail off. I think you reward him, give him the ball again this week.
Steve, the key on defense?
Well, I think the key on defense, because the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, does a great job of basically looking at the defense when they line up pre-snap, making a decision of what defense they're in, and he makes pretty quick decisions on what he's going to do with the ball. That can be good at some times, but if a defense is good at disguising, it can work against him. So I think a key for us on defense will be having some disguises. I like to see them come out in the cover two shell, play a little bit of cover two, but a majority of man-to-man. When guys are covered, he has a tougher time fitting that ball in there versus when it's zone coverage, he can slice and dice zone coverages pretty easily. So yeah. I like to see this, a lot of disguising.
Yeah, maybe a quarterback like Cousins might try the Broncos secondary. I know that Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib itching for some more balls.
Looking for it.
Finish up the season strong. So maybe the Broncos will get an early Christmas gift in the nation's capital. That's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater, Casey Jones, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Block and Tackle.